Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Need expert advice on your family's health? Speak to us today at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1.
Okay, moving on. Unless you've been under a rock, you've heard of the Netflix show Baby Reindeer by now, and lots of you will have seen it, or I think seen some of it is a lot of people's experience. It's only been out two weeks, but it's become a massive worldwide hit on Netflix. A kind of a surprise hit, but it's also caused a huge controversy. It's now sparked a kind of a mini culture war. So podcaster Fionnuala Jones joins me now to look at, I think, a very modern cultural moment we're having here, isn't it,
Fionnuala? Yeah, feels like a bit of a turning point with this series in particular and our conversation around how we view media and the true crimification of media, if that's a word.
Okay, tell us what it is first for people who haven't seen it.
Yeah, so Baby Reindeer is this Netflix series. It's a fictionalized version of an experience that comedian Richard Gadd had that kind of documents his experience of being stalked and also sexually abused by a mentor within the comedy scene. So it's an amalgamation of two shows that he did previously. Obviously, two comedy shows, one called Monkey See, Monkey Do, and one by the same name, Baby Reindeer. So very like heavy topics, kind of nothing we've seen explored before in such kind of detail. But I suppose what it's why it's captured the zeitgeist is Richard Gadd is playing, like, it's his own experience, but he's playing the lead character, Donnie Dunn. But it's his experience that he's reliving through this show. So I think that's what's got everyone talking.
Yeah. And it was a huge hit straight away. A sensation, really, with audiences and critics.
An absolute sensation, yeah. The shows themselves, like, won awards, like the top awards at Edinburgh that year that it was out. Like, they were very, very successful in their own right. And then with this show, I mean, with Netflix, this is kind of Netflix's biggest hit that they've had in a while. Again, because it is just such an intriguing concept, I think something we've never seen before in terms of a man being stalked in this particular way, like a man experiencing sexual violence. It's a lot going on.
Yeah, yeah. It's a hard watch. Like, I watched two of them and I actually couldn't go on.
Yeah, that seems to be the experience for a lot of people, and it's the response I give to people when they ask me about it is, yeah, love is the wrong word, but I enjoyed it. I think it's very important television. I'll never watch it again because it is just the first two episodes, and it's mad because it gets worse. It's nearly unbearable to watch.
Yeah,
but I do think it is really, really important that people do see it.
Okay, so then the problems start. Internet sleuths, would we say, came into the picture. So what has happened in the past week?
Yeah, so as I said, this is based on Richard Gadd's real life experience of a stalker and of being sexually abused. Fictionalized, but, and you know, like the timelines have been slightly changed, and it's an amalgamation of two shows. They're trying to make a TV show, make it obviously as watchable as possible. So things are slightly changed, but with regards to, like, they're using real text messages, real emails that the stalker sent to Richard. So now the audiences are kind of taking it upon themselves to be like, we need to track down who the stalker is, we need to track down who the perpetrator of violence is against Richard, kind of taking it into their own hands when he's like actively said he's kind of moved on from this. He said essentially that something happened with the stalker in real life that basically means she cannot contact him again. So he's moved forward with this and process it through this show. But audiences have watched this and been like, oh, well, actually, I need to know who the stalker is in real life. I need to know who the person was that raped Richard for this kind of bizarre reason. It's hard to kind of get your head around.
And there's this frenzy going on kind of online and in the mainstream media as well. So he came out and started begging people to stop doing this, basically.
Yeah, he had to come out with his own statement on Instagram in which he said, people I love, have worked with and admire are unfairly getting caught up in speculation. Please don't speculate on who any of the real life people could be. That's not the point of our show. Lots of love, Richard. Which, like, it isn't if you've watched the full thing. The whole point with Baby Reindeer is, like, there's no perfect victim. Everyone is capable of doing cruel things. Even Richard himself, like, you see him struggle with this relationship he has with a woman he met on a trans dating site, and he's kind of trying to unpack all of his shame with that. Like, he doesn't come across as the quote-unquote hero of this story. It's a really complex knotty issue. And I think that's why people have gone on this kind of vigilante thing, and viewers have kind of wanted to or found themselves being victimised in a story they're not involved with, because there is no moral to the story, shall we say.
Okay, so they want to wrap it up in some kind of bow now.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think the ending kind of isn't quote unquote satisfying for them, because, you know, in real life the stalker doesn't maybe meet the end that we think is going to, okay, you know what I mean? Okay. And it's not pursued in the same way in real life. So I don't know.
So back to where we were at what you were saying at the start then, that is there some kind of tipping point here? Now, people are saying Richard Gadd should have known, Netflix should have known, when they said this is a true story, they should have known this is going to happen. This is a kind of a genre now, isn't it, among that generation of that very, there's a kind of a strand of very confessional, real life kind of exposing stuff that's been doing very well. But now it feels as if it's hit a speed bump.
I think so, yeah. Like, you're seeing people kind of talk about it and argue about it on, like I'm even getting served videos on TikTok with that, you know, about people speculating about the real identity of the Martha character and stuff like that. I wonder if it's because he put himself in the story himself, but I can kind of understand why.
That he was playing himself.
That he was playing himself,
made it more,
yeah. But I can kind of understand why he wanted to do that, because it is such an intense story. It's his own story within the one-man show that it's based on. He wasn't acting opposite characters. He was acting opposite a stool. Like, a stool was the stalker in the sense of the show.
Yeah.
So I can imagine it must be hard to relinquish that kind of control over that kind of story. And also, the story is just so bonkers and mad that from his perspective, it's like, will people believe this, and will people be as compelled if it's not as close to the real life material? But then, yes, you've other examples of, like, we'll say Fleabag is a very close comparison to this Phoebe Waller-Bridge's series. Unbelievable. I'm watching it for the first time at the minute. Can't believe it took me so long. A lot of that based on her own kind of experiences, and again adapted from a show. But I don't think people had that same kind of reaction to that they have to this, because again, I suppose with regards to Fleabag, there's no one to point a finger at and no one to quote unquote blame, whereas with Baby Reindeer it seems like it is easier to, even though it's not necessarily right. But again, that's the question the series poses, like, about right and wrong and what we're all capable of. Like, we're all capable of being horrible people, unfortunately.
Yeah. So it's actually proved its point.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I heard one person made a very good point, which is that there's a difference between doing a show for a small few people on the fringe in Edinburgh or whatever. You shove something up on Netflix and suddenly tens of millions of people all over the world, different ball.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. So I just wonder then, I don't know, did they think it was going to be a bit of a niche audience? Did they think it was going to capture people in this way? I don't know. But then you have Netflix knocking on your door. Surely the assumption is, oh yeah, this is going to be big. Like, everyone's going to watch it. Everyone has a Netflix subscription. Like, so.
Anyway, it's going to run and run for another week anyway. So we'll move on to the next travesty and outrage then. Fionnuala Jones, thank you very much. We'll take a break.
Email brendan@rte.ie.